I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You have an update to share with you here about this synagogue attack in Manchester, England. We are learning from the Greater Manchester Police saying they can confirm two people have died following the major incident outside the Heaton Park Hebrew Congregational Synagogue. And we also do know three are injured as well. So if you are just joining us on live now from Fox, I have been sharing the active scene here as this investigation does continue, and we have been getting information here quite quickly. So to recap, if you are just tuning in, we are sharing this breaking news with you. Two people were killed, three others seriously injured today in a synagogue attack in Northern England on the holiest day of the Jewish year, which is Yom Kippur.
And, of course, that was much earlier today. Development since then, not really much. But, again, a saddened day for a most solemn Jewish holiday, a day of recognition, Yom Kippur, the most solemn day for the Jewish population. 25 hours of fasting, followed by new pledges for peace, prosperity, friendship, things of that nature, and all decimated by an attack in Manchester, UK. I'm going to get into more details on that for you and also make a tie to the Yom Kippur War. You might have forgotten about that. We haven't. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And here we are, October 7, 2025. And reminding you with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. I promise you right now, by the time you finish this hour and the next hour, you will have more information and knowledge than you have right now. I make it a point to fill you with brand new information, not just me puffing and blowing about something or you listening to someone else, but to give you good, solid information. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that, Larry? Glad you asked. You go to Newstalk STL, Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Or you go to Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And everything goes up later as a podcast in case you cannot watch, listen right this moment. Where do you find that? Again, Newstalk STL. LarryConnorsUSA.com or Larry Connors USA Facebook. And reminding you again, I cannot stress enough, you have us in your pocket with your cell phone. You download the Newstalk STL app, absolutely free, and you push it and open it up, and it's very simple. You will be listening to the program we have on the air at that very moment, which, of course, would be this program right now. But you also have access to all the other great programming we have and access to podcasts and access to direct dial us and direct send message to us. It's all available on Newstalk STL. Get it for free. Put it on your phone. Use it. In fact, the way I use it is I play it in my car. I open it up, and rather than turning on, quote, the car radio, I just push the app, and it plays through the Bluetooth speakers. Perfect digital signal. In our next hour, illegals and how they get around getting health care. We'll touch on some of that in this hour. And also later in this hour, the New York City mayoral candidate, the most likely man to win, Mamdani, making it very clear how he hates police and he's looking to get rid of them. I can't make this stuff up. I really can't. All right, so this alleged knifeman shot multiple times by police outside the synagogue in Manchester, England, as police were responding. He had apparently drove a car into several people outside the synagogue, then jumped out with a knife and went after people. after he got out of the car. Police got on the scene and immediately put him down. Good. But we have others at last report in at least serious condition from either injuries being hit by the car or stab wounds. The BBC states it this way, and again, this was much earlier in the day. Some things have changed, but really the basic issue is the same. Witnesses say the man was using his knife trying to stab his way through a window at the synagogue to get inside. The same witness told the broadcasters, within seconds police arrived, they gave him a couple of warnings. He didn't listen, so they opened fire. Good. I wouldn't have bothered with a warning at that point after he's already made it clear that he was going to kill. And that was his intent. I want to go back something for you. The Yom Kippur War, also known as the 1973 Arab-Israeli War, the Fourth Arab-Israeli War, the October War, or the Ramadan War, fought from October 6 to October 25 in 1973. This was between Israel and a coalition of Arab states led by Egypt and Syria. It started, again, as I say, on October 6. Yom Kippur, again, going after the Jewish holy day, as the Jews were paying respect to their leaders and the history of Judaism. Obviously, eventually, Israel ended up pushing them back. And I'm not saying that those states are all in alliance right now, this coalition of Arab states led by Egypt and Syria are in alliance with the Jews at this point, with Israel. But they're closer to a friendly term, certainly considering what we have with Hamas in Gaza. Hamas still wants to stay alive and slaughter the Jews. From the river to the sea, from the River Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea, Palestine will be free. There will be no Jewish state in existence if that happened. There's been a peace proposal laid out. Several of the Arab nations have signed on to it. This presented by President Trump. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu said, we will also go with it. Now we wait to see what Hamas will do. And Trump made it very clear the other day, if they don't accept this, Israel, you have my blessing.
Israel would have my fallback into finish the job of destroying the threat of Hamas. But I hope that we're going to have a deal for peace. And if Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
Do what you have to do. That is a message very direct to Hamas. They understand the undertones. They understand what's in between the lines. They understand they will be coming regardless of how many hostages you still hold. If you're not going to release them anyway, you're still using them as shields. Unfortunately, some Jews will probably be killed. They're being held hostage, if not by their captors, but by the Jewish assault. They'll do everything they can to save them, but they're going to go after them. They are going to clean Hamas from those tunnels in Gaza. In the meantime, we are in our second day of a government shutdown. Oh, my lordy, everything's coming to an end. No, it's not. It's only the second day on top of that. But, of course, if you hear from everyone else on the left side, well, the Republicans are doing it. That's not right. It's not correct, period. Chuckie Schumer, this is the Schumer shutdown. But let me let you hear the explanation of Maryland Senator Democrat Van Hollen.
And I just turned on my TV as I was coming over again. You saw the Speaker of the House again saying that what Democrats want to do is provide health care for people who are undocumented. That is a big lie. We want to reopen the government without giving Donald Trump a blank check for his lawless activities. And we want to focus on what Donald Trump claimed he wanted to focus on starting on day one, which is bringing down prices and costs that are squeezing the American people including the explosion in healthcare costs that is about to hit the American people. Because when Republicans and Donald Trump passed what they call the Big Beautiful Bill, which was beautiful if you're a billionaire, but really stunk if you're anybody else, they made dramatic cuts to Medicaid and other health care programs. They also left in place a ticking time bomb that is going to result in huge premium increases for health care around the country.
And you know what those cuts are in Medicaid? You will have to work to get it. That's all. You have to give at least 20 hours of either volunteer service or work for that period of time. We're not just going to give it to you. Congressman Jim Jordan.
What I think is you got the House Freedom Caucus, you got the Main Street Republicans, you got the Republican Study Committee, you got House leadership, you got Senate leadership, and you got three Democrats in the Senate who all voted to keep the government open, and Chuck Schumer won't do it. Everyone knows the common sense thing to do here is to fund the government. And then you can have a debate on all kinds of things over the next several months as we move into the new calendar year. That's how it should work. Everyone gets that, except it seems the leadership in the House for the Democrats and the leadership in the Senate for the Democrats.
Yeah, they don't get they do get it. Let's straighten that out. They get it. They're trying to fleece you. They're trying to make you believe we're the good guys. Liar, liar, pants on fire. And Vice President Vance says the Dems absolutely want to help illegals more than they do Americans.
The American people who are watching, the reason your government is shut down at this very minute is because, despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of congressional Republicans and even a few moderate Democrats supported opening the government, the Chuck Schumer AOC wing of the Democratic Party shut down the government because they said to us, we will open the government, but only if you give billions of dollars of funding for health care for illegal aliens. That's a ridiculous proposition.
It is ridiculous, but I'm going to get more into that before we wrap up this hour so you understand how they're trying to claim, no, no, we're not helping illegals, we're helping legal Americans. They lie again, but I'll prove it to you before we wrap up this hour. But from Chris Cuomo, when he was on CNN, just far left as it get me, got kicked out of that job, now at News Nation, and suddenly has a revelation and realizes the Democrats lie.
What you are about to hear from the Democrats is not true.
The Republican partisan spending bill that they introduced is not clean.
Well, first of all, let's be clear. It's not a clean bill. It's a dirty bill.
Well, that's all a lie. It's not a clean continuing resolution.
Listen, I like Hakeem Jeffries. I think he's got an amazing future. He's got better fights than this. This is a clean CR. What does that mean, by the way? Continuing resolution. Instead of passing a real budget like they should, this just says, hey, remember the last one? Let's just continue at those levels again, all right? Now, that may mean that certain people who should get less won't, certain people who need more won't, but a clean CR means that this is an extension from the last set of, in this case, Biden's spending levels, okay? That's what a clean CR is. This is a clean CR.
It's a clean CR, but they want to add at least $1 trillion, maybe $1.5 trillion to pay for transsexual surgeries, to pay for health care benefits for illegals, or they want to redefine that, and everything else that we said no to. Cuomo again.
Okay, again, it's a continuation of a March stopgap measure. All right. Essentially, a continuation of spending levels from Biden, absent about $13 billion. But when you look at it as a function of the pie, it's literally a rounding error. I don't like that. It's a lot of money, but it's a rounding error. Again, don't take my word for it. How about taking this guy's word?
Allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option. I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country, to minimize the harms to the American people. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
And that CR he voted for is the same as this one. So what changed? AOC eyeing his Senate seat.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I told you yesterday, and I've been running a commentary today pointing out that Chuckie Schumer is worried about what's going to happen in 2028. He wants to stay on in the Senate. He's got 45 years in Congress total, and he wants to remain a U.S. senator. But AOC is of the far progressive left, and she's got more folks on the far progressive left that follow her than they do Chuck. What can he do? Well, I got to cozy up to her. And one of the things is to show I can stand up against Donald Trump. He's also trying to outshine Hakeem Jeffries. He's worried about either one of them, but in particular AOC. Hakeem is not quite as far left as AOC. I can't believe I just said that, but it's true. He's not quite that far. Chuck is to the right of both of them, but he's trying to get in there like, you know, if you put a wolf in the middle of a pack of sheep, do you think they would stand out? I think so. But he's doing his best to disguise himself right now. Look, I'm trying to stand up to Trump, and by God, we're going to fight for the American people. But this $1+ trillion, you want to put onto this clean bill, the same one you voted for when it was under Biden back in March. It was Biden's bill originally back in March. You voted to continue it at that point. It's the same exact bill. What's different? Chuck is beginning to realize I might be losing support. I need help. And if you listen to the commentary today, they air three times a day, 7:30, 12:03 or 5, around 3:30. I point out that Chuck is a poor poker player. He is playing with a deuce tray against whatever anyone else has. A deuce tray. We call that in poker dirty diaper. A dirty diaper is a three-year-old with a deuce in its diaper. You know what that is? Of course you do. And on top of that, he's playing with scared money. His reputation, his ability to lead, he's afraid of losing it. You're not a very good poker player, Chucky. And the majority of the Americans say this is Schumer's shutdown. Coming up, Mondani and what he wants to do to the New York City police. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
My guest has more than 30 years in law enforcement. He is also president, founder, CEO of Invest USA. It's a national grassroots nonprofit organization helping hundreds of communities provide thousands of bulletproof vests for police forces. Not standard bulletproof vests, but those that will stand up to almost anything. Michael Letts, glad to have you back on board, sir.
Well, Larry, it's always a privilege to be with you. We thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for what you're doing to help keep our officers safe across this great nation of ours.
We thank you for that, sir. Now, I want to jump right into the subject. Zohran Mamdani, currently going to be, without any question at this point, the New York City mayoral, or will be the next New York City mayor. He's now calling, he wants to shift powers to discipline officers to a civilian complaint review board. What do you think about that?
I think that's a huge mistake, and he's going to lose the remaining officers he has in New York. You know, let's talk about statistics. Before Biden took office, we had roughly 40,000 officers that served the great city of New York. Now, after Biden left, it was down to roughly 27,000, and continuing to decline. And so you cannot provide safety and security when you're almost at half of your resources. This is going to make it worse. And the reason why it's going to make it worse, you say, is there something to hide? Why don't you want civilians to review it? It has nothing to do with that, Larry. It has everything to do with expertise and knowledge. That's like you putting together a group of citizens to review your car when it's not running right. It's not trained to diagnose anything. I appreciate the citizens telling you what they think. Yeah, I don't think that sounds good. Yeah, it doesn't sound good to me. It won't accomplish absolutely nothing.
I'll take your analogy. I'm going to take your analogy one step farther. The folks I asked to review my car and what might be wrong with it, they hate cars. They don't like cars. They think I should be walking.
And you're going to indicate that, and the results back to you. Yep, it doesn't sound good. Get you. Just, you don't need it at all. It just needs to be scrapped and destroyed. And that's the message you're sending to law enforcement. Imagine this. You don't pay them a tremendous amount. And I realize New York pays better than many other agencies, rural agencies do. But that having been said, look at the cost of what it takes to live in New York. So they're not going to be wealthy when they retire. They're being put in a position to where the mainstream media criticizes everything they do. It's like they have reversed the process to law enforcement. You're guilty automatically unless you can prove your innocence instead of innocent until proven guilty.
I'm glad you pointed that out because the way they will work the Civilian Complaint Review Board, they will have final authority, and they incorporate anonymous tips into the files on individual officers, an open invitation for gangs and other criminals to smear cops who are actually doing the job correctly.
Well, you're exactly right. And here's what happens. This is the way it works nowadays. You know, with everybody having a cell phone where you can take pictures and you can take video with, they edit that before they give it to you. They make sure that you get the clips to where it looks like something bad is going on. They don't give you the full thing. And here's the problem. Somebody says, well, the truth will come out in the end. You know, nowadays, how much it costs for the truth to come out?
Yeah.
You have to go on ahead and lawyer yourself, put your family at risk, put your whole financial situation at risk. If you win, Larry,
that's
and there's a chance you may not, but if you win, are they going to say, oh, how much did it cost you? Let me write your check back. Heck no.
That's
you're just out that money.
Yeah. And you know
so
what?
So why destroy your family?
And to that extent, it raises a question again as why anyone wants to put that badge on and become an automatic target, not only for bullets, but for kindnesses of remarks like Mondamia said directly, the NYPD is racist, anti-queer, a major threat to public safety.
You know what's so funny? While I'm chuckling when you made that statement, not only are you accurate, but when he was confronted with that, he just, oh, I'm spending time now individually talking to the officers to make sure they understand that I'm still solidly behind them. You know what I find so ironic here, Larry? If you really thought you were wrong in making that statement, then why don't you just go to the union meeting or issue a public statement so the rest of the city can see it. I made a mistake. These are the best guys, you know, defending us, and we thank them for their service. He won't do that. No. I prefer to do it individually. Yeah, well, I want to be listening to the conversation when you do, and you're not welcome to listen to his conversations either. So you and I both know that was nothing but a PR scheme. He didn't do any of that to any officer.
I'm reading a quote from Patrick Henry, head of the Police Benevolent Association. He says, cops, quote, have zero chance of receiving a fair hearing from an anti-police activist who dominate this civilian board. He said, that may sound like an exaggeration, but that's the way they feel when they walk in. They're already hanging from the tree when they walk in there.
Well, there's no question. I like what you just pointed out, Larry. You see, the people that want to volunteer to serve on this review board are the activists.
Yes.
And they're the ones who have the attention of the elected officials, because they'll go in and say, you know, I can get you 2,000 votes, but I can also lose you 2,000 votes. This is the seat I want, and I suggest you put me to it. And we don't have a single problem, very few, shouldn't say not all of them, but we have very few that have a backbone to stand up and say, absolutely not. I don't appreciate your viewpoints, and I wouldn't appoint you to that if it was the last thing in the world. They won't do that. They want to seek reelection. Oh, sure, you're going to support me. I'll put you there. They don't care about the consequences to officers. It's disgusting, Larry.
I know you had direct contact with several members of the New York City Police Department. On a personal basis,
yes, sir.
What are they telling you as to what they're going through now and what they see coming?
Well, two things. When I talk to them both on a daily basis, it's kind of like, did you ever think you'd see the day?
Yeah.
My response is no. And then the second, what do you think we should do? And I said, well, I'd like to tell you to stay and help us ride this thing out. But I'm also sensitive because I know not just you. I know your wife. I know your kids. I know your family.
Right.
And I can't in good conscience tell you that anymore and putting them in jeopardy as well. I suggest you do one or two things. Find you love the profession, which we all do. Find you an agency that respects you and that will take care of you and back you, or get out altogether. It's about 50-50 what they're doing.
I was going to ask you, how did it fall down? And I understand that. I mean, you can only do so much. If you're doing well and you're making things happen, you're really protecting your community, you know the community has your back on what you're doing. Obviously, if you step out of line, you'll be dealt with. I mean, there are great cops.
Correct.
And there are bad apples. You only need one bad apple to give the entire force a bad name. But those cops that really believe they're doing a great job and want to do it to protect and serve, that's the other key, protect and serve the community. But if they're going to be constantly backstabbed, even by their own mayor, why stay?
It's a great question, and I can tell you what the answer is. They're not. And so then they'll ask me, because I can see the pain in their eyes when I talk to them about it, because I go up there to New York.
Right.
And they say, do you think it'll ever change? I said, yes, I do. This administration is determined to restore law and order, and not just to restore it for the moment, to restore it for long term. That means finding leadership that can keep it restored once we get it there, leadership that will back and allow officers to do their job. I'm constantly amazed, Larry, that a mayor, a city council member, who doesn't even probably never been in a police cruiser, doesn't even know what a badge really looks like, wants to dictate policy over something they have absolutely no earthly idea how it operates. Well, that's be able perfect, to satisfy some activists.
A perfect example there would be Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. She's actually talking about the Trump administration using the National Guard, but she has the same attitude regarding police. And her quote is basically, they just want to go into every inner city community and shoot people. That's the attitude of the L.A. mayor.
And that's what's destroying this country. And I'll tell you the only positive in this conversation, Larry, is this. I believe that Americans are becoming attuned to what's really going on, and they're going to soundly reject it. They are soundly rejecting it, just like you have cities that are elected leaders. Don't you bring the guard in here. Don't you do anything. We don't have any problems. And the citizens are looking at them saying, are you out of your mind? We have a ton of problems. Please. They're sending us videos. Please come. Please don't discriminate against right. us. Please come and help us have safety in our neighborhoods. They're going to revolt against all these so-called elected leaders who have no idea what they're doing other than to try to destroy this country.
You're listening to Michael Letts, founder, president, CEO of Invest USA. In our final minute, sir, again, explain to the audience why you need to have support for Invest USA, nonprofit.
We started, Larry, in 1993. We've been involved for over 30-some-odd years in this charity. When we first started, the only thing that was produced, the only available, was a concealable vest. That's the vest you see under your shirt. Does great to stop a handgun. Will not stop a rifle round. A rifle round will cut right through it. Nowadays, with the drug cartels, terrorist cells, human sex traffickers, gangs, Trinidad Aguada and others, they use long-range rifles. And so we have to make sure they can protect themselves. We created new technology called active shooter vests. Titanium plates will stop anything that's out there. But unfortunately, 90% of our officers do not have this technology, and they're at risk. Let me give one quick illustration. You saw the shooting at the Catholic church down there on the West Coast.
Right.
If you looked at the video, when the video came in, they just got the call, active shooter. You watch the officers jumping out of their vehicles. They didn't have active shooter vests. They could have died, but they went in anyway.
That is Michael Letts, CEO of Invest USA. Check it out, Invest USA, and consider contributing to save a cop's life. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Larry. God bless, and God bless America.
God bless America. Coming up, questions about the FBI director, Senator Cruz, questioning.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
For 100 years, Tom Shaw Realtor is helping folks buy or sell, but also helping the community. He wanted this paid commercial to promote the Tom Shaw Walk for Alzheimer's, Sunday, October 12. More details at ShawRealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality. Stronger windows, smarter investment. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
Well, those are the words of former FBI Director Comey. He is, of course, now charged two counts of perjury in front of Congress, lying about giving out information, leaking information, giving the instructions to leak information. Senator Cruz, in that questioning hearing, when he had Comey in front of him, was raising that very issue as to, well, we have your acting director, the guy who serves right under you, says that you gave the order and instruction to do it. That was back in 2020 when Cruz was questioning Comey about a 2017 incident. Now, you heard Cruz say, Mr. McCabe, who worked for you, has said repeatedly that you told him go ahead and leak material. To my knowledge, and I could be slipping and missing something, McCabe has not actually been under oath to testify, did you leak on orders of Comey? But he has said repeatedly, as Cruz said, I didn't leak it. Comey told me to do so, or words to that effect. I want to be honest with you here. I don't know which side is correct. But I do know this. Comey continues to deny it. Cruz said, your acting director, the guy under you, said you did do it. Which one of you is true? Which one is fact? And again, you heard Comey's response. Well, all I can do is stand by my testimony I made in 2017. You damn well better, because that's your only defense against perjury, and you better be able to back it up. Now, let's get the other side, the other story, as best as he will present it. Andrew McCabe appearing with Jake Tapper on CNN.
I never asked Jim Comey to authorize any disclosure to the media because I didn't have to. At that time in the FBI, there's only two people who had the authority to make that decision independently. One was Jim Comey and the other was me. It was something I did as a part of my job pretty routinely. So around that exchange in October, just that request never happened, which would make his answer to Chuck Grassley's question in 2017, if that's what this they've clearly indicted him about, doesn't really have anything to do with me.
No. My hands are clean. Has nothing to do with me. I want to point something out. Now, maybe it's because I just like to dig and just pick at a festered wound. He began by saying, I never asked James Comey for permission to leak something. The point Cruz has made, you, Director, Acting Director McCabe, have said Comey told you to do it. I never asked, but he told you. Now, I don't know. Am I cutting the line too thin? Or maybe there's more meat to be cut. I smell blood. What about you? And we know the way this administration was being run. They're covering up anything, everything they can. That's been their game ever since Trump came on the scene. And I remind you again, I can't stress this enough. if Trump had not won this last election, we would know none of this. We would have been stuck with his first election and his ineffectiveness because he still had too many swamp critters in his midst. And then we were followed up by Biden. And then would either be Biden and or Harris or whatever animal they came up with after that. We wouldn't know, we would never know this. Maybe 20, 30, 50 years from now, documents released would be made public that show they were railroading Trump. We all knew it. We suspected it. But getting the proof. But of course, at that point down the road, will anyone care? Do you care much about the Teapot Dome scandal? Do you remember the Teapot Dome scandal? I'm not going to rehash history for you. It was a little bribery scandal, and it was a big deal back in its time, I think in the 30s. I see Jerome over there typing out Teapot Dome scandal. I save you the trouble, but I'm not going to teach you that part. But I am educating you. You might want to look it up. But I got to spend time on something else about this continuing resolution that Schumer says will hurt the American people. People will lose health care. The way it's written is the same way and the same exact bill and same amount of money being spent that you, Chuck Schumer, approved back in March, of this year. It was good enough for you then, but it's not good enough for you now. Because you've got to show power and strength against your other progressive lefties. If you don't have the gonads to stand up against Trump, AOC does. Oh, should I have said that? Well, I did. It's too bad. So sad, too bad. It's already on the airways, on its way to Mars. And I'm not going to apologize. But I want you to listen to a whistleblower that's explaining exactly how illegals, because they're insisting they're not going to be giving your health care money to any illegal. Not one, they claim. But I want you to hear a whistleblower explain exactly how they reworked the language. You know the good about doing that. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
This is insanity.
Yes, it is insanity.
I mean, but in order to get Social Security disability benefits, don't you need a Social Security number?
Well, we were instructed in the meeting that one of the first things we were supposed to do was sign them up for Social Security. Yeah.
Wait. This is unbelievable. So they come over here and they get a Social Security number.
Right.
They become legal.
Correct.
Are you pulling my leg?
No. I'm not. And then after we process them for a Social Security card, then we were to process them for a U.S. passport.
No, you're not.
So that's about the time I kind of decided, okay, I was done. I've heard everything I want to know. I was so angry about this, that they would receive a U.S. passport. It just... You know, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that we were giving these people Social Security cards and U.S. passports and free medical, free housing, free food, free everything.
And if they're giving it to illegals, that means it's not going to real Americans. But here's how the Democrats use semantics to work this around. Well, we just told you that when they come in, you... question them, and you end up giving them a Social Security card, U.S. passport, and that makes them a U.S. citizen. No, it does not. They came into the country illegally under the Joe Biden administration. So when you hear the cries from the left, There will be people that will not get their Medicare. They won't get their Social Security and anything. They did not earn it. They did not. And for every dollar that goes to an illegal posing as a legal citizen based upon the way you're reworking everything, you're taking a dollar away from a real American. But Chuck Schumer and the others would tell you otherwise. They are saying, you know, we can fact check the Republicans, and that's just not true. They're going to be hurting American citizens. Well, actually, that relies on that claim that foreign citizens who were, and I'm crediting the Federalists with the way they wrote this because I like the way they did it. That was their claim is that foreign citizens who were duped into the U.S. state, dumped into the U.S. state by millions by the Biden administration via blanket parole grants are not really illegal. Biden gave them a blanket parole. Come on in. Doors open. So that makes them not illegal. So you're really taking money from legal Americans. You see how they play this game? So rather than acknowledge what we've been doing, that big, beautiful bill that would help America overall, they want to claim that it's really going to punish people that should be getting aid. If they're not a U.S. citizen, you do not get the benefits U.S. citizens have earned. If you're a U.S. citizen right now and you're a lefty, and I know some of you listen, could I hear from you? I've had some come right up to my face, and I welcome it. And you're trying to tell me that, Larry, you're spreading lies. You're not telling the truth. Well, riddle me this. If they were not an American citizen, to be an American citizen, you had to be born in this nation, or you had to go through the naturalization process to become a U.S. citizen. Just because President Biden decided to give them a blanket amnesty and they could fill it out and come across the border as a citizen is not right. It does not meet the constitutional test. Oh, there's that nasty word again, that C word, which the lefties only to use when it works for their benefit. Democrats, according to a White House memo, and again, I give you the source. I don't know if this is fact, but I think it's pretty close. Democrats want close to $200 billion for health care benefits for illegals. Said, you give us that, we'll reopen the government. I not only say no, I say hell no. We're not going to give you that to give to illegals. We give you that to continue to support Americans. That memo got circulated throughout the media yesterday and again today, accusing Democrats of spurring a government shutdown, claiming you're cutting American taxpayer-funded health care benefits from Americans. No, we're not. We're cutting it from illegals and foreign nationals, although you've reclassified them by your fancy terminology. These are the same people that cannot answer a question. And you heard it from a Supreme Court justice nominee who's now on our high court. And you heard it from the man who would have been a vice president under Kamala Harris and a governor of a state right now. What is a woman? They cannot answer that question. But Democrats are demanding. We want all of this if you want to get the government open. This would result in the federal government spending nearly $200 billion for illegal immigrants and non-citizens over the next decade. And that is apparently nearly enough to fund the entire children's health insurance program over the same period. You know, take the food from the baby's mouth. Go ahead. Give it to the illegals. Now, I don't want anyone to starve. Not even an illegal. But I don't want any money taken from Americans that is due them and given to illegals. I'm looking at the chart breakdown of how this works out. The Democrats are trying to end the Trump administration and closing what they call the California loophole, where a sanctuary state like California utilized a loophole to ultimately provide illegals with Medicaid benefits. Let's be very clear here. Very, very clear. Crystal clear. Every dollar that goes to an illegal, quote, oh, they're Americanized. Joe Biden said they could be legal. No. Every dollar that goes to an illegal is one less dollar that can go to an American citizen. It's as simple as that, and yet at the same time, they want to play word games and dance around. Small businesses are hurting a little bit during this shutdown as well, because all of those government workers that go in to go to work, they're not stopping by the coffee shops, right? That is true. But here's something else. The 154,000 federal bureaucrats who accepted Trump's buyouts will be removed from the federal payroll this week. Bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you on the butt on the way out. Coming up in our next hour, a push to make babies while we're trying to kill them. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Andersen can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Andersen. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.